Violent storms have become more prevalent in recent years, bringing with them heavy rains and flooding to Walker County, and on occasion, a tornado. I'm Joe Legee. This week, we look at how you can stay weather aware and be the first to know when you need to take action to protect yourself and your family.
So Siren GPS is Walker County's early emergency notification system. It's a tiered system, so in the event something happens communication-wise on one side of it, it has a redundancy to back itself up so you get the notification. Hypothetically, you could have a start with a text message being sent to your phone. If you respond to the text message, then you've received the notification and the notification system cancels the response to you. If you do not answer the text, you could then choose to receive a phone call on your cell phone or even your landline at home. And then a third redundancy, for example, could be an email. You download the app, you click on it, and it guides you through a process to put your information in to sign up. If any individual has an issue with it, they can contact Walker County government, they can contact Walker County Fire Rescue, and we can help guide them through that process. If it was a landline, the individual would need to call to set it up. I like the fact that it is so that the information comes so quickly. I'm the emergency management director, and I get a Siren GPS notification oftentimes before I get a notification from the state level or through email. In this area, it comes from Peachtree City through the National Weather Service. So it goes into the national alert that Siren GPS then pushes out to the customer. But we also have the ability to put out county notifications in the event we have road closures. So I think the best part about Siren GPS is how quick you do receive the information. Yeah, so on behalf of Walker County Emergency Management, Walker County CERT team, and the Cedar Grove Community Club, who we're partnering with in this, we're going to be giving out free weather radios to Walker County citizens. We've purchased 100 weather radios. We'd like to see all of them given out to our citizens. So we're asking them to come this Saturday, February 3rd, from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Cedar Grove Community Center to participate in this weather radio campaign. The community involvement is the success of campaigns like this. Walker County Emergency Management can initiate, but we can't really drive the community the same way that its own leaders and community involvement can. So we're super excited about Cedar Grove community coming to us about this. We're hoping this campaign sparks an interest countywide. I've already started working on other communities to forward this campaign in those locations, because this has been so exciting with the involvement from the Cedar Grove community. We're hoping that it just takes off.
Next week, a building boom. 2023 was a record year for new housing starts in Walker County, and that momentum is carrying into 2024. Don't want to wait until next week? Connect with us anytime online at walkercountyga.gov or on the social media platform where you found this video. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you again real soon.